All right, guys, here we go. This is in honor of Brad Paisley. The show is at Friday night. He's got a song called Last Time for Everything. There's also a First Time for Everything. And this is the first ever Monday Funday podcast.
Yeah!
Mike Keller from Q104.
Brian Truda from KC102.1.
Bailey from KC102.1 and Promotions Princess.
Princess.
Uh-huh.
Surrounded by people who praise variety on the radio.
Yeah, and see, you're not going to be able to make these country...
I'll understand them.
Because I have no idea.
You don't know.
I have no clue.
You don't know who Brad Paisley is?
I know who Brad Paisley is. I have no idea. What does he sing?
He sings the Tick song that you love.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay, you'll find out quickly about me. I only like stupid country.
Okay. I'm sure you'll list some old songs that I don't like that you play on your weird radio station, your 80s music.
Blah. That's probably true. Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely true.
All right. Fair enough. So here's the point of Monday Funday. We all got together, and we're, of course, radio DJs who play music and talk pop culture and read traffic reports and weather reports all morning. But we're all pretty avid sports fans, too. So we said, what the hell? Let's get together in the studio across the hall that doesn't broadcast, you know, so it's not FCC regulated. We can just talk and complain about sports and things we like, things we don't like. And, you know, it'll usually start sports like, gee, I wonder what we'll start with today, Eric Hosmer. And then from there, it'll either stick sports, maybe we'll swing into some pop culture, or, you know, Shaylee's got some delicious recipes, I'm sure.
I do.
Anything, yeah.
Actually, later on in this podcast, I've got something I want to call Mike out on, but we'll save that for a little bit later on.
What?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
All right.
I already got something from the weekend for this guy.
All right.
I can't wait to hear
this. Doesn't involve my mother. My mother visited Kansas City this weekend. You called my mother on day one. I'm done with this.
I'm not calling out your mom, I swear. I promise. Right.
He did call your mom, though, which was weird.
That's all right. My mom's an attractive woman. That's where I get my good looks from. That's fine.
She's funny, too. I mean, gosh.
That's where I get my sense of humor from, too.
Well, let's start with the big story of the weekend, and that is Eric Hosmer is now officially a San Diego Padre after they cough up an 8-year deal for about $144 million. A lot of that front-loaded in cash to guarantee him about $104 million of that over the next 5 years. Eric Hosmer, no longer a Royal.
And that's okay.
I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm shocked we didn't see this coming before. I mean, we knew we were not going to get to keep him, right?
Well, there was some hope with the, you heard about the Royals offering the Padres an offer, but guess what? That was fake. Scott Boras made it up. The Royals never made an offer to begin with.
What?
Do you think that's true? You think there was no offer at all? Because Dayton Moore talks as if they had made some sort of agreement with him. Here's what we could possibly do.
Yeah, I don't think a formal offer was made. I think there were suggestions. I think there were numbers thrown around.
Right.
I don't believe the Royals ever officially made an offer. I think Scott Boras, who is very good at his job, tried to get his client the most money possible, and I think it worked. I think the contract he got is fair. I don't think San Diego overpaid. I think they took about market value, and I think the 5 years and then he can opt out is brilliant. Flash forward, I don't think he opts out. I don't think he does well in San Diego.
I don't think he does either, but he's going to be the superstar there, which is exactly what he wanted.
Well, he'll fight Will Myers for FaceTime on that, but Will Myers, what a teammate he is. He was their first baseman, but he was, as soon as they're like, we're chasing Hosmer, would you be willing to move to the outfield? Yes! Yes, I would!
Anything to fix that team, though. And you know what? I mean, the Padres, you talk about rebuilding in Kansas City. I mean, the Padres, they're kind of doing the same thing there. I'd say they're a little bit more down the road. They have a little bit more chance than the Kansas City Royals are going into the 2018 season. But, you know, look, there was no doubt Hosmer was not going to end his career in a Kansas City uniform.
Yeah, that's fair. Now I don't know if I agree with that. I think if the Boras statement was true and he wasn't a filthy, filthy liar, I think he would have absolutely ended his career in Kansas City, no doubt. So now, okay, I don't care. It's our first podcast. We can screw up whatever we want. We're in this little studio with a window in front of it, and we're looking at out our window here at about
27.
Are there 27 little
Girl
kids?
Scouts.
They're just doing a radio studio tour.
Yeah.
And, boy, they probably don't care about this at all.
They
it
don't.
Looks like it's all girls, and they're probably like, Hosmer, who is that?
Yeah.
Well, hence Shaylee,
take the mic out there and ask them if they're all Hosmer fans.
Well, I think I could guess.
They'll probably
What if you open the door, yelled Eric Hosmer, and see how many of them cried?
No, they're not going to know who he is.
You don't know that. You watch the Royals from a young age here in Kansas City.
That's
my
true.
Kid knows who Eric Hosmer is.
Yeah,
and how old is your kid?
Well, she's 7, But for years, she's been debating. I mean, she'll debate the starting lineups with you. She'll debate starting pitchers. She's ready to go. She's a big baseball fan.
We'll bring her in. We could use her today.
She's probably better than I am.
Probably. Right.
So I want to – a lot of people are talking about Hosmer today.
Yeah.
I think it's important, since we're here in Kansas City, that we focus on what does this mean for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I look at it not from an on-the-field performance, but from a front office standpoint. If I'm the Royals, how do you sell, besides nice weather and just the general atmosphere of a ball game, how do you sell people, convince them to come to a game at the K this year if they actually want to watch good baseball? Because let's face it, they're not going to be that good this year.
Well, I guess you could sell the other teams, like, hey, come and see these other guys that are going to be good.
The Yankees
right?
are in town.
You know what? Sadly enough, Mike, I got to tell you that as a lifelong Kansas City and as a Royals fan, you know, that's the problem. They used to, in the old days when we did suck, they would be like, hey, come out to the ballpark, see these awesome St. Louis Cardinals, you know, like, see Mark McGwire. By the way, I got hit in the ass with a Mark McGwire home run one time, but that's a whole other story.
Really?
But honestly, that's the way that it used to sell. They used to sell, come out and see the superstars, because look, Scott Boras has screwed the Royals, has put the screws to the Royals for decades now.
He puts screws to all the small
Johnny Damon, you know, the sports psyche of Kansas City was always such that if we ever had anybody who had any inkling of talent, they were never going to stay here as a Royal. They would be gone to see Damon in pinstripes, Jermaine Dye, Carlos Beltran. When you could go through the playoffs in the late 90s, early 2000s and point out one player on each team who was a former Royal, that is the sports psyche of this town. That gets to the heart of it right there.
Here's what I would do if I was Kansas City. And I don't know I haven't done the math on this because math is dumb and I don't like it. But
true.
But I'm gonna throw out an idea, and if they're listening, they're not. But here's my thoughts. $5 Fridays, all right? Come out to the K every Friday home game this year. We're going to do $5 Fridays. Parking, $5. Beer, $5. Certain souvenirs, certain food items, $5.
That's never going to happen.
Well, maybe, but listen, I'm just throwing out options there, and I think that would help with overall attendance, at least on Friday night games.
You already have the fireworks and the hot dogs. What more do you need?
I need to save money if I'm going to see what is almost the equivalent, and I'm not trying to be mean, I'm trying to be honest. If I'm going to see what is almost the equivalent of a AAA ball team this year, I expect AAA pricing.
Well, with that, is Moose going to sign?
No. They've already said, Kansas City said, with Hosmer now gone, officially 100%, there is no chance they re-sign Moose. They are officially going into full rebuild mode and want to contend in 2020.
Yeah.
Well,
so these next two seasons, you have to sell me to go to a ball game. Because here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to wait until a month into the season. I'm going to wait until after a month they'll be 10-20 or something like that. I'll go on to StubHub and get a $6 ticket for a Friday afternoon game, and that's where I'll get my tickets all year. I don't know.
Here's the problem I had with the stadium renovation. Before they did all the fancy stuff in the outfield, The sections on the right field side and the left field side, all the way back in the corner, were GA. And you could go out and you could get a $5, $6, $7 ticket, depending on the night. They had different, you know, high V nights and whatever. Right. All of that is gone now. I mean, we've sat out there within the last couple of years, but you're still paying 20-some dollars a ticket, 30-some, whatever the going rate is. It's, you know, gone are the close $5, $6, and $7 seats. I love the idea of doing a $5 night. I think that's great. But, you know, in certain sections, maybe that's going to happen. But, unfortunately, all that stuff went away with the renovation.
They had to pay for it somehow.
I will tell you that it is possible to do a $5 Friday or a $5 night, and I'll give you an example of it. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I don't know who any of these people are, you know who Truda and Shaylee are, you don't know who I am because you don't listen to country music, that's fine. My co-host on Q104 busts me all the time because I'm not from Kansas City. I grew up in St. Louis.
Sure.
Yes, when the Cardinals are in town, I wear red. I'll root for the Royals. Sure. I love living in Kansas City now. But when my team comes to town, I rock the red. I feel like if somebody listening is like, well, that, what? Well, listen, if you were to get your a really cool job, but it happened to have you required to move to St. Louis, when the Royals came to town, what would you do?
absolutely wear blue.
Mm-hmm.
You're
exactly,
damn right I would.
Exactly, you would. And you see, and I'm a good road fan. When I sit in the crowd in a road stadium, I'll say, hey, I'm going to root loud for my team, but I won't say anything negative about your team. That's the rules when you're a road fan. That's what you have to do.
I
tell you that to tell you this. I saw the Cardinals on Facebook for one day only, and I think it was Valentine's Day. One day, $5 tickets in certain sections, and it had to be a weekday game, Monday through Thursday game. It couldn't be a weekend game.
Right.
But that's an organization that's how they pull in 3 million plus fans every year over across the state in Busch Stadium, is they offer deals like that all the time. They have $5 tickets for, and this was almost any weekday game. And I think one, like their rival Cubs were in town. Like if you sat at the very top right corner, but you could be there
for five bucks.
And who wouldn't want to do that?
I can tell you right now, knowing from when we were out there for the Billy Joel announcement, Shaylee and I went out there because Billy Joel's playing Kauffman this year. And they said, look, 2 million used to be the big ticket goal for this franchise. 2 million people through the door per year. That was our high watermark. And ever since the Royals won the World Series, obviously they've been very popular. They're going for 3 million and above. And if you're right, if they want to get to that point, if they want to be a St. Louis, there are a lot of things that they're going to have to consider for the fan, especially in the coming down baseball years, for sure.
Yeah, and that number one thing is lowering prices, which you're now able to do. Because guess what? $144 million just went to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that's, you know what? And they also do that dynamic ticket pricing, too. We had two tickets a couple years ago, and we had to buy a third for Addy when we got to the ballpark, and we bought a ticket for, it was like 30-some dollars. When our original seats were 18, so with the dynamic ticket prices, with the more popularity and people coming to the ballpark, well, the prices go up. That's a real pain in the ass, too.
Well, I understand that, but I'm going to tell you, I think that's a good move by the Royals. You should charge more when the Yankees come to town, when the Red Sox come to town.
Yeah.
It's more exciting to see them when it's when Cleveland comes to town because they've been the hot ticket. But when Oakland comes to town, I'm not spending more than $6 on a ticket to see them.
Now, what happens when the Padres come to town?
Do they come to town this year?
I don't know. You're the baseball nerd.
I think it's the NL Central because I know the Cup, that'll be another big one this year. My wife, by the way, Mrs. Keller, is a Chicago native. Me being from St. Louis, we do not get along on sports. And her Cubbies are coming to town this year for the first time.
Yeah, Cubbies!
And I hate the Cubs. And I tell you what.
Yes.
And you know what? Kansas City, you'll call me out for this, and that's fine. I am a good Cardinals fan, and they do exist, but I understand that a lot of them who come to Kansas City don't. I get that. They're rotten. They're spoiled. Oh, 11 championships. I hate that argument, too. But, boy, those Cubbies won it in 2016, and you want to talk about going from lovable losers to hateable winners overnight. Everybody from Chicago, all those Cubs fans are so obnoxious now and so full of themselves because they've got one. The Royals have more World Series championships than the Cubs in the last 100
years.
You can
say that with any team.
Yeah, but those Cubby fans, when you build up 108 years of frustration and they just, oh, my God, they don't ever shut up.
So the Royals and the Padres play each other in spring training.
Right, because they're both
learners. Yeah, but there's no games this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll have to look at, if you look at last year's schedule, do you remember, did the Royals play teams from the NL East, like the Mets, the Nationals last year, or did they play teams like the Dodgers and the Giants last year?
Well, we started with the Mets because that was the World Series matchup, right? Oh, no, that was 2016. I would have to go back and look. I'd have to go back and check.
This is our first podcast. We didn't prepare for a whole lot, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Hey!
I didn't memorize the Royals' schedule for the last 5 years.
You're an idiot.
So blame me.
I'm going to blame Shaylee here.
Why are you blaming me?
I'm Googling it right now. Mainly just because you're a woman. That's why I do. I just wanted to throw a little sexist comment in there, see if we can bump our listens on the first day.
Hey-o.
Like, the comments are going to be terrible, but I just wanted to throw
it. Would it also help if I kick you in the junk? It could. Let's try it.
Oh, but if you... Never mind. Anyway...
Your wife is probably listening.
No, she's not. You think she'd listen to me for this
morning? No, she's listening to
me. She listens to Truda and you in the morning more than she listens to me on Q104.
That's why we love Katie.
You're darn right.
Good Lord. Anyway, so that's the deal with Hosmer. 8 years, $144 million to the Padres. I think it's a fair market price. I don't think he'll succeed, and I don't think he'll opt out at 33 because I don't think anyone's going to want a 33-year-old Eric Hosmer.
Yeah.
Unless.
Well, I would.
Unless.
I mean, if we're just calling a spade, I would.
If he does opt out, he will come back to the American League, and he will probably come back as a designated hitter.
He'll be 33 years old.
if the National League doesn't have the DH by then.
Well, that's right. Things could happen. Things could change. Which, does this now unlock the backup on the free agency market in baseball? Because we've been waiting. We've all been waiting for these deals to happen, and nothing's happened so far.
It's starting. I think it started with Yu Darvish signing with the Cubs.
Yeah.
I think Yu Darvish started that trend, and then
you say that with such love. Then,
I hate the Cubs. I'll tell you that right now, and I know a lot of people in Kansas City love those Cubbies. I'll talk to them now.
Dude, I'm gonna wear my Cubs stuff this year. I didn't know that.
They are butt heads. Actually, on a fun little, actual nice note, we are hoping to fly Katie's mom and her little brother down, and we're all hoping to go to the Royals Cubs game. They'll all wear their Cubs gear. I'll wear the Royals gear that day, and then actually it's the Cubs are in town like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then that next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cardinals are in town. So.
You guys are going to be divorced by Saturday.
No. We wouldn't have even made it to marriage. I enjoy being married to somebody who roots for other teams, especially a rival. I enjoy the smack talk because we do it in baseball and we do it in hockey, too.
Do you bet?
No. Well, yeah, but I can't tell you what we bet.
I don't want to know.
Speaking of that, we saw 50 Shades this weekend, too.
That's what I was going to call you out on. I was going to say that there is one person in this room who this weekend saw 50 Shades Freed.
Okay, you know what? Katie loves the 50 Shades movie.
She
read the books, and then she couldn't wait for the movies to come out. So we saw the last one, and we go to because we're out in Independence. We're not far from the Independence Theater.
Yeah.
And if you go on Sunday mornings. Tickets are half price.
Mm-hmm.
Two tickets cost us $11.
Nice.
At a movie theater. Isn't that insane?
Dude, that's a bonus. Uh-huh. That's a bargain. Yeah.
So, and then we get the popcorn and the two drink. I got some peanut M&Ms because peanut M&Ms with Bomb Diggity.
Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, got some sweet loving. So it was a good. I'll go see 50 Shades.
So you went to the Church of Christian Grey.
No, geez. Was this your first 50 Shades movie?
I have not seen the first one.
Yeah.
I have seen the second and third ones in the theaters.
Wow. That's what I've done as well.
Not willingly, but...
Oh, whatever.
No. But I don't... I put up a little fight, but I know that's her thing. Katie would go see... Okay, judge me here. Katie would go see a Fast and Furious with me in the theaters. I love the Fast and Furious movies. I don't care who knows it.
Sure.
And I think all eight have, except Tokyo Drift. That was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. and in another podcast, I'll tell you why Fast and Furious is better than Star Wars.
Leave right now. That's it.
I've got facts that'll back it up and all that sort of stuff. We'll do that for another podcast for another time. But she'll go see Fast and Furious with me, and she rolls her eyes all the way in the back of her head. So I'll go see 50 Shades. Yeah. That's just marriage compromise. That's just smart right there.
You're right. I mean, it leads to loving down the road. I mean, you're like, hey, I'll sit by my lady's side. We'll get some ideas. We'll try this out later.
There was this one scene where he took some ice cream, and he started at the ankle and went all the way up.
Yeah.
And she actually squeezed my hand. She's like,
is that right?
She's like, whoa! And I'm like, all right, pint of ice cream
on
the way home.
Did you go out and buy Blue Bell on the way home?
Oh, we got that big old tub of just generic vanilla.
Right.
When I think of Mike Keller, I think vanilla.
Yes, well, why waste the good stuff, right?
I think that's my rap name, generic vanilla. Oh, God.
You couldn't even get Rocky Road or what?
No, generic vanilla.
That's going to be too messy. Well.
Yeah. Hmm. You don't want the peanuts and the caramel in there. You want something that you just can lick right up.
Well,
lick right up.
You're probably too young, but see, my reference for food and movies is 9.5 weeks.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Right. The whole Kim Basinger, they go through basically an entire refrigerator full of food. 9.5 weeks. Look it up if you haven't seen it. Now I feel like the old guy, but see, there you go. Wow.
Kim Basinger was great in 8 Mile, by the way.
Mm, that's true.
And she played Eminem's
mom. Yeah, played a mom. she played a mom, for the love of God.
Eminem's drugged out mom.
So I've been waiting to ask you this, Mike.
Okay.
I watched it live for a little bit last night. Did you watch the NBA All-Star Game?
No.
Did you at least watch the National Anthem?
No, but we had some audio from the morning show.
What'd you think?
Same thing everybody else thought. I thought Draymond Green. I thought that odd that video of Draymond Green. They caught him laughing hysterically at how bad she is.
They all were.
And they caught Kimmel losing his mind.
Well, and LeBron was trying really hard not to even break face.
No,
but
he did. He did well. I thought LeBron held it in just fine.
He did.
It was bad.
It was terrible.
What was she thinking?
But like you said this morning, Truda, someone else heard that And someone else said, that's probably okay.
Well, you've got to, you rehearse those things. Right? I mean, just knowing from Arrowhead, we rehearse that stuff five times before it actually happens on the field. And yes, at some point somebody went, that's pretty good. That's a good idea.
Maybe they didn't say that, but either which way, they said, we're not going to stop whatever is
going
on with
that. Well, nobody said no.
Right. Yeah. They all need to be fired.
Jeez.
So what was the best or worst, depending on how you view this, part of that anthem? Was it where she went?
The ending.
No. Was it where she went, or was it where she went, yeah, yeah, way, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, see, I think that part got me more. Right.
Have you ever seen videos of, like, dogs that are barking at their owners because they're trying to get them off of the bed?
Yeah.
And they're like, roar, 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 roar. That's what she sounded like. She sounded like a dog that didn't want to get off the couch.
If you want some good laughs, just go through Twitter. Just search Fergie and go through Twitter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She takes a beating.
When she gets to the part, perilous fight, I'm like, nah, I'm out. I'm freaking out. This is it. I'm done.
And you know what? It's been a bad year for America and the anthem at All-Star Games.
It sure has.
I guess we should introduce this part of the show. We each have our sports that we like ourselves.
Sure.
You guys talk basketball and I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to talk hockey a lot and you're going to fall asleep. And
yep.
I understand that. But the NHL had a terrible national anthem, too, for their All-Star game.
It
was Brett Young, a country guy. He's an up-and-comer. Every song he's released so far has been number one. The guy is an up-and-coming stud.
And he's super
in country
hot.
Music. He's a good-looking fella. And I tell you what, he did the national anthem in Tampa for the All-Star game for hockey and butchered it.
Is that right?
He's got this voice. He says, like, instead of car and heart, he says core and hort. And I love Brett. I've seen him 3 times in concert already. He's very good. He's talented.
Yeah.
But the anthem, for whatever reason, is that song. It's just not in his range. He doesn't have it. And he starts and he goes, "Oh, say, can you see?" Like, and you knew it was going to be a train wreck from there, and I felt so bad for him. Because I also think he had an earbud issue to where one of his ears were out.
Of course. Mm-hmm. There's always an earbud issue.
Well, I mean, but I really think there was. I can only tell you that because, like I said, I've seen the guy perform live 3 times already.
Yeah.
He puts on a fine show. He's still got work to do because he's young, and he's still new at it.
Well, and that's a really hard song to sing, but Pink at the Super Bowl was phenomenal.
That's Pink's Super Bowl anthem. Is the best Super Bowl anthem in at least a decade.
Oh, for sure.
That's about right, yeah. I mean, Christina Aguilera forgot the words. I mean, you remember that?
It's a tough song.
It is a hard song, right, yeah.
Fun little subject about the national anthem. Don't worry, it doesn't involve kneeling. I had an 8th grade social studies teacher. His name was Mr. Massey.
Okay.
And he said that if he were the president of the United States, and the guy had the knowledge, he could have run and made a serious run at president. He said that if it were up to him, the Star Spangled Banner would not be America's national anthem.
Okay.
He thinks God Bless America is a much better national anthem for America. Says it's better all around.
I don't disagree.
He said that would be the first change, and he thinks that if he told voters that, he would be voted in tomorrow.
I don't disagree with that. In some ways, I think it's a better song.
It's a better song.
I think it suits us more. It's shorter.
But you know, if that was to change tomorrow, how much uprising and issues there would be about.
Well, the first word in the song is God. Let's talk about that. Yeah,
that's my point.
Well,
I mean, while I agree with that, I'm just like, that's going to make even more of a controversy. If we don't have enough.
Is that, wait, God bless him. That's one that ends with She to Shining Sheet.
She to Shining Sheet.
We'd like to welcome in Sean Connery, special guest here on the Monday Fun Day podcast. Good Lord.
Mike Keller, what are you talking about over there?
Listen, I slept with your mother, Trebek.
I just need you to shit down, okay?
I'll take anal bum cover. Sorry.
Next week, we're going to have Mike Keller on Tongue Twisters, everybody.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Hold on. Anybody who's listening who listens to Q104 knows that every single day I screw something up. Like,
well, that's normal.
Well, I'm one of those people, and it's a flaw of mine. Despite popular belief, I'm not perfect.
What?
And,
hold the phone.
Was that popular belief?
Popular belief, yeah. Check out
Twitter.
Breaking
news bet.
Trending.
Yeah.
Keller's not perfect. Trending on Twitter. Hashtag.
Weird.
No, I'm just one of those people, and we all know somebody like it, to where you get excited to tell a story, so your mouth moves faster than your brain can formulate the words.
I get you.
It'll happen several times on this podcast. I'm just kidding. We're only going to do one of these because I hate you both.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
So let me ask you, are you not then fired up about the big ending to the Big 12 basketball conference season? KU, Oklahoma, KU, Texas Tech, does this not get you fired up?
No.
Okay, well.
And I'll give you two reasons. Damn. One, it's basketball. And two, you're talking to a somebody who lived in Columbia, Missouri for 5 years. So I'm more interested in the SEC tournament being held in, for it, my hometown, St. Louis at Scott Trade Center this year. Because guess what? Mizzou's going dancing. And the latest seeding projections I saw have an MUKU matchup in the second round.
I like that. I like that. I've got to give Mizzou credit. They've done well.
Without the top basketball player
in the
country,
the biggest, yes, you're right.
I think all that goes to head coach, God, how do I, is it, it's Konzo, right? Because it looks like Kwanzo, but it's not
right,
pronounced,
right.
I think it's just you take the U out, it's pronounced Konzo Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm sorry, I'm struggling with that. Again, sports isn't our first job, folks. I don't know why
weird.
You're still listening.
And he's not a basketball fan, so
no.
Look.
But I'm a Mizzou fan.
As a KU fan, basketball's everything. So,
right.
I mean,
well, that's all you have.
We don't play football.
Yeah, you've got basketball and wheat. That's all there is in Kansas.
They have the legends. That's it. Give me that look.
No, you're the woman on this podcast. They have shopping at the Legends, too. Oh!
Okay. He is more the woman than I am, I promise you.
No one
Give
knows who
time.
You're pointing
that's
at. We're on a podcast.
Point.
No yeah. one knows who you're pointing at.
I was pointing at both of you.
No, you weren't.
NASCAR, anybody watch the NASCAR, the Daytona yesterday?
Nope. I didn't watch it, but I did see Aaron Rodgers supporting his rumored girlfriend, even though it's not official, Danica Patrick. That's weird.
Oh, yeah, they have been going out, haven't they?
Yeah. How'd Danica do in that race again?
I think she crashed, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the answer to every NASCAR
right.
race. We'll ask you again next week after the next race. How
like
did Danica finish?
Like I watch NASCAR.
Wow, none of us watch. We need to get a NASCAR correspondent in here. Who here likes NASCAR?
I watched.
Does anybody?
You know what? I accidentally turned on the last 10 laps. And I say accidentally because I just came across it and I'm like, huh. You know what? Because we're doing a podcast tomorrow, I'm going to stick around and see who wins.
I made a left turn.
I will not judge you for watching. The last 10 laps of a race are exciting. It's
yeah,
good television.
It was exciting.
It's the first
right.
490 laps that kind of suck.
Right.
That's true. Yes.
Unless there's a big wreck. There was a NASCAR race, I think it was May of last year at Kansas Speedway, and I got tickets to go to that. And it was actually through my wife because she works for Children's Miracle Network. One of the drivers drove with their little logo on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And if he were going to win that race, the charity would have received $1 million.
Nice.
And I think he came in like seventh. It was the guy who took over for Carl Edwards.
Okay.
Because Carl retired, Columbia, Missouri native, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he ended up finishing seventh. And I was watching it, and it is more fun live than. And I plus I was in a suite. It was really cool. I met Joe Gibbs. I wore a Joe Gibbs
you?
Super
oh,
Bowl
yeah?
ring. How cool is that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because it's Joe Gibbs Racing. He's
yeah.
in the racing now.
Well, sure.
So we, I got a photo with him, and I got to wear his ring and hold it up, and that was cool. But I lost my train of thought here. So
that
seventh
was a great
place.
Story.
But the ending of NASCAR races is exciting, right?
Right. No, the ending was exciting. No, plus I don't know if you remember that there was a huge wreck that
there
race.
There was, yeah.
And a guy got airlifted straight to a KU Med.
Mm-hmm.
That wreck was awesome. I know you're a terrible person. I don't care. That wreck was awesome.
Who was it?
I don't care.
No.
I don't remember. I don't have a clue who it was.
Yeah,
but it was a fireball,
is
man.
Is it Alamora? They were talking about this last night because that guy was out for six races after the Kansas race. Now, he was in the hunt for last night, too, and then they wrecked him. And then, at the end, there were like four crashes in the final 10 laps, and that did kind of make it interesting.
So just watch the last 10 laps, is all
so
you're
just
saying?
Just watch the last 10 laps,
yeah,
right.
If you see on your guide that the NASCAR race is on from like 2 until 5 o'clock, turn it on at 5 o'clock because they always go long.
That's right.
And you'll get the last 10 to 20 laps.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to watch.
I think it ended at 5:30. I tuned in at 10 after 5. I got everything I needed to know. It was perfect. It was great. That was it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
How long have we been talking already?
Well, we're at, Mike, 30 minutes right now, everybody.
Oh, it feels
so
a
this
lot
is the
longer.
First half hour of the show.
Feels a lot longer.
What is your problem?
We need to sell sponsorships on the show only because I want to make some coin on this joint. So we should like make up a sponsor so anybody who wants to potentially sponsor
sure.
can listen. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
Like, this part of the show, the Monday Funday podcast, is brought to you by Febreze, their all-new Bora Bora scent. Earlier today
Which
in the Q104 studio, we had some greasy cheeseburgers last night for dinner.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Feeling the effects this morning. So I was, but thanks to the freshness of the Febreze Bora Bora smell, it didn't smell like my butt. It smelled like we were on vacation. Febreze, it does a studio good.
And I can contest to that because I walked into your studio to talk to Allie, and I said, wow, it smells really good in here. And she gave me a look, and she rolled her eyes, and she said, it's because they fart a lot. That's why. And I was like, oh. Well, it still smells lovely.
You know what's funny is Zeke actually complained. He said, you know, I used to be the farter here. I used to be the farter, and everyone used to hate me, but I liked it because it was my own brand. And now Mike Keller's in here. God, he stinks. No, bud, you smell worse than I do because he's like 30 years older than me. You know, the older you get, the worse your butt smells.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right with that one.
So when he lets it out, it's game over.
Well, I don't think either of you smell particularly good.
Well, I know, but when it comes to farts, my smells are way more tolerable than him. I mean,
well, I beg to differ.
He's like 55 years old. I mean, he's almost in adult diapers. I hope he doesn't listen to the Zeke. I love.
Oh,
you,
I hope he
I'm
does.
So sorry.
I hope he does.
Well, if he does, he'll just sock me in the face, so it's all good.
All right, is there anything else we have to talk about before we wrap up the first Monday Fun Day?
Can we talk about how good the name of this podcast is?
I agree that it's
pretty
fantastic.
I think it's pretty fabulous. Good job, Mike.
Yeah, that's the one thing I contributed. I did no prep for this show.
That was obvious.
I remembered at 9:30 that we record this at 10:30 on Monday mornings. I remembered at 9:30, oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast today. But I tell you what, I came up with a really good name, so I feel like that makes up for it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all he had to do. Yeah.
Did you watch the PGA at all? Anybody?
No one watches crickets. Golf.
Well, I do.
Why are you so into golf all of a sudden?
Because I like it.
Besides the hot guys.
She went to an event once.
I went to one, and now I'm super great at it. Mm-hmm.
And she met like a cute boy. She had like a weekend fling with a boy there while she was there.
I met Tiger Woods. I'm super into golf now.
You fling with Tiger Woods?
We watched with Tiger Woods.
Is walk like code word?
No, that's not. No, we literally
walk. Ask her how good Ambien is.
Oh, come on.